Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 18th. Even though classes have been canceled in Delta County in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus, students can still get free lunches starting today. Delta County School District 50J announced Tuesday that Delta County School District Food Service will be offering a free grab-and-go meal service to include breakfast and lunch for all students in the school district during the school closures. Students must be present to pick up their meals. The district food service will be giving out grab-and-go brown bag lunch food items with an option of breakfast items for the next day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every day starting today, Wednesday, March 18th. Rhonda Vincent, the food service director for the school district, spoke with KVNF News on Tuesday to talk about the program.
We are going to offer a sack lunch and a breakfast for the next day at locations in each town in the district from 11 to 1. So any student could stop in and they will be outside the front door there. They can grab, it's totally free for all students. They can grab a lunch and then grab another bag, which will be their breakfast for the next morning. And then when they come the next day, they will get a lunch and the breakfast for the next morning. And we are doing it in each town. Paonia is at Paonia Elementary. Crawford is at their school. Hotchkiss will be serving out at Hotchkiss K-8, but we will also have a school bus at Rogers Mesa Fruit, where we will be handing them out there too. And then Cedar Edge, we will be at Cedar Edge Elementary, and we'll have a school bus at Corey Store handing them out. And then in Delta, we will be at Delta High School, Delta Middle, Garnet Mesa, and then we will have a bus at Rivers Church on Dodge Street and one at North Delta Church Without Walls, and we will be handing out free meals there also.
And once again, starting today, Delta County School District Food Service will provide grab-and-go lunches for all Delta County students during the school shutdown. In Cedar Edge and Eckerd, students can go to Cedar Edge Elementary School or to the Corey Store. In Crawford, students can pick up lunches at the North Fork Montessori School. In Delta, students can get lunch at Delta High School, Delta Middle School, Garnet Mesa Elementary School, or in the parking lot of the Rivers Church and the North Delta Church Without Walls. In Hotchkiss, lunches are at the Hotchkiss K-8 school and at Rogers Mesa Fruit. And in Paonia, lunches will be available at Paonia Elementary School. Students must collect their lunches in person from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rhonda Vincent said the grab-and-go service will last as long as the current crisis.
We're playing it by ear also. As long as the school closures are going on, we will probably continue doing it. We'll do it as long as we can on that.
And now, here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with the latest on a story we've been following about the Sunset Mesa Funeral Home in Montrose, which sold loved ones' body parts without permission.
The operators of Sunset Mesa Funeral Home in Montrose were arrested on Tuesday and charged with fraud. They are accused of illegally selling body parts or entire bodies without the consent of the family of the deceased. Megan Hess, age 43, and her mother, Shirley Koch, age 66, appeared virtually before a U.S. magistrate judge in Grand Junction, according to a news release from the Department of Justice. A grand jury indictment alleges that from 2010 through 2018, Hess and Koch operated Sunset Mesa Funeral Directors, which claimed to provide burial and cremation services. Many of the cremations never actually occurred, though, and the cremains delivered to families frequently did not actually belong to the deceased. Hess also operated a body broker service out of the same location as Sunset Mesa. Hess and Koch, in dozens of cases, did not follow family wishes and did not obtain permission to transfer decedents' bodies or body parts to third parties. The two women would also ship bodies and body parts that tested positive for infectious diseases after certifying to buyers that the remains were disease-free. Such shipments violate regulations for the transport of hazardous materials. Both defendants have been charged with 6 counts of mail fraud and 3 counts of illegal transportation of hazardous materials. Each count of mail fraud could result in up to a 20-year prison term. Each count of illegal transportation carries up to 5 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. The charges are allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
And finally today, here's KVNF's Corey Stanton with an interview with Wendy White, marketing specialist at the Colorado Department of Agriculture, talking about a new Buy Local program.
Well, Colorado Proud is a program of the Colorado Department of Agriculture, and actually we just celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, so really excited to continue that momentum. And we also, with that, rolled out a new logo. And so the logo and the program is really designed to promote food and agricultural products that are grown, raised, or made right here in Colorado, and encourage consumers to buy locally.
And you were telling me about the Farm Fresh directory and that there's still a chance for producers to get in this directory.
Absolutely. The Colorado Farm Fresh directory we've been publishing for 36 years, and it lists all the farmers markets, roadside stands, U-Picks, CSAs, agritourism activities all around the state. And we're just now collecting information for the 2020 version, and we have the listing form on our website at coloradoproud.org, and we'll be extending the deadline, so if you have an operation that you would like to be included, please download the form or contact Loretta at 303-869-9175, and she'll be happy to get you in this year's publication. And it's only $25 to be included. And we print 100,000 copies of this great directory and distribute them free of charge to consumers across the state. We work with a lot of local businesses as well as visitor centers, chambers of commerce, libraries. We also have a couple of home milk delivery services along the Front Range that distribute them to their customers as well.
And there's an online portion of this.
Right, Colorado Farm Fresh Directory, in addition to the printed publication, is also available as a PDF document on our website, but we also have it as a downloadable mobile app for smartphones. So both Apple and Android devices, it's a free app that people can have farmers markets and these activities right at their fingertips. I just encourage people to keep an eye on the coloradoproud.org website for updates and upcoming events and activities throughout the year.
That was Wendy White, marketing specialist for Colorado Proud at the CDA. If you're a Colorado agricultural producer who's interested in being listed in the 2020 Colorado Farm Fresh Directory, you have until Friday, March 20th to submit your form. Visit coloradoproud.org. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.